summer passed by before I could bat an eye. Tequila sunsets and bleak sunrises. There's no more long days now, no more prize fighting. I'll even cut down on the drink and just please no more surprises. I see her wave to me, covered it from A to Z, with a look so heavenly that she's no longer giving me. Ships pass by outside the window in my room. They only know where they've been and where they're going to. They pass so mightily, steady in their gaze. They pass by each other without so much as a wave. Ships in the night, are we convinced we're gonna be reunited come the day? And my brother, how you been? Well, I've been blinded by my own worries and stories in this sense that I'm alone. Heaven zips by a million more ships in the night, and a trillion tons of gases from a billion silly asses. And I still pray for the masses as we fight the bloody fight. But bodies cannot stop these jacked up, gacked up ships in the night. And I reach out in the darkness for somebody I might hold. I reach out to the cosmos by staring at my phone. I reach a state of ecstasy, I return to despair. I remain educated, well-informed and unaware. But my sister, I swear that I am good. Reach your arms around me and tell me that I'm understood. I can't believe the things for which I'm forced to take a stand. I can't believe that I'm the problem, not the plan. I can't believe that we elected that man. Yes, I can, yes, I can, yes, I can, yes, I can. Ships in the night, oh, we miss each other entirely, from cradle to the grave, without so much as a wave. In my mind, hey, hey, looks like the sky is falling down. No, it's my time, it's your time, it's all just coming round. Run up the mountain and hide out while you can. There's a storm coming full of lonely, disaffected, angry men. And Father Time knows the way. The cancer grows inside of me. And who will hold my hand when I'm in my final bed? When ships in the night are we? Ships in the night are we? Miss each other entirely. Ships in the night are we? Someone shine your light on me. Someone shine your light on me. Ships in the night, are we?
That was the song Ships in the Night from Ryan Montbleu. You're tuned into Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Allie Lightfoot. I discovered Ryan Montbleu's eloquent, soulful songwriting this year and immediately became a fan. I was able to see one of his stripped-down acoustic performances he's known for at Steve's Guitars in Carbondale earlier this month, and I had a chance to speak with him after his show. I began by asking him about the song we just heard, Ships in the Night.
The point of the song is, yeah, like we're all missing each other, you know, and like I was feeling that as I was walking down the street in this beautiful little island I was on when I wrote it, you know, like, but it was still, it doesn't matter where you are, a big city, where it's like people still tend to like kind of walk down the street and miss each other. Like we're totally ships in the night. We're just missing, you know, and I think about like my cousins on Facebook who are completely different politically than I am. And so we just miss each other, you know, to the point, it's like we don't even hear each other to the point where it's like, I just start thinking angry thoughts about my own family and stuff, you know? And I think everybody's going through that. So, and, but it's been interesting, like since the election and stuff like there, you know, like after the election happened, I was like, I remember I had a gig right after that and I was like, all right, I'm going to have to really be outspoken tonight or, you know, like I'm going to have to say something. Like I have a microphone here, you know? And my vibe on that particular night that I remember was like, I didn't have to say anything. People didn't want me to say anything. They just wanted to dance. They just wanted to get down. And so that's part of my job too, is like, you know, I want to reflect on the truth of what's going on and I will do that. But then there's sometimes like, I don't play that song every night, or I have lately, but I like playing Ships in the Night because it reflects on it. And I like that it's, I'm not really calling out one side or another, really. I basically say the most neutral thing you can say is, like, I can't believe we elected that man. Yes, I can. Yes, mm-hmm. I can. Yes, I can. Mm-hmm. I call myself out on it because I still don't believe it. It's amazing to me. But then when I see what's going on in the division in the country and how, you know, other people are just getting different sources of information and stuff, it's like, yeah, I can believe it. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I mean, the reaction's been, it's been interesting. You know, sometimes when I say that line about electing that man, it's like, you'll get some oohs and ahs from the people who are like, I guess, you know, anti the president or whatever. But then it's, I immediately sort of squash that by saying, yes, I can, you know, mm-hmm. I can believe it. So, and I think that's the point, is like trying to unify in some small way. But I have trouble with it. Like, you know, I want to, I'm fighting the fight every day. So I don't know.
I was watching an interview where someone asked you what your advice for life was. You sort of basically answered that we should accept death. Was your first sort of answer to the question. Then you said, and we also need to lighten up. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was actually a great way to describe your music to me. I think it definitely combines those two things. It's very, there's a lot of sadness, but it's mixed in, and there's a lot of introspection, but then it's mixed in with humor and so a lot of lighthearted stuff. And I was wondering if you were always like that. If you remember feeling like, even as a kid, maybe like you were a little deeper than your kindergartner friends, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I was a late bloomer anyway. Man, did I really say that? That's like, I must have been having a good day that, or a bad day that day or something. That seems pretty like...
No, I thought it was
wow,
great.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Also lighten up.
Yeah. That's, did I really say that? Yeah, go me. I think that's it. I mean, I try to honestly put that in my songs, in my set. It's like, I try to reflect my whole experience, which is everything. We all go through, you know, everything, all kinds of heartache and glory and everything in the day to day. So hopefully it all finds its way in there, you know? And, but no, I mean, I don't know. I think I was, in retrospect, I was like making up songs when I was a little kid a little bit, but I didn't really, until I went away to college, like that wasn't even a thing that seemed, like I started writing at the end of high school, and that was like, okay, wait a minute, I think I can write. It was like some kind of, I had a great English teacher in my senior in high school, and that kind of flipped me on to writing. And then when I went away to college and got super depressed and like started playing guitar all the time, and like everything just kind of clicked and I just had to write. So then it was like, yeah, then I was doing the you know, just kind of being the martyr in my own brain and just, you know, finding kinship with Kerouac and things, and you know what I mean? And walking around campus and crying and writing poetry and stuff, you know. And so, you know, college is where that came together, I guess.
Yeah, and were you also always sort of funny? Like,
I don't know. Am I funny now? I mean, no, I don't know.
Yeah,
oh,
you
good.
Are.
Thanks.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I was really shy, really, and you know, like through most of college, even still, you know, I had like my close friends I would talk to and stuff, but I was like, I couldn't talk to girls and stuff. I was like super shy, and I'm sure smoking too much pot and stuff at the time, which took me years to figure out that wasn't helping at all. So you know, I don't know. I'd like to think I'm funny, but I don't know. My brother has a really good sense of humor and knows a lot of jokes and stuff, and it's I don't know. I like using wit. You know what I mean? Yeah. I like sort of being in the moment, and sort of that's like definitely some kind of flow state. If you can just kind of, I love just goofing around with people, you know? Mm-hmm. And then, but then it's like, if it's too much, I'll get, you know, the pendulum has to swing the other way. And I don't want, like, you know, not everything's a joke. It's such a balance. Like, you don't want to take everything too seriously, but you don't want to go the other way either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Something that you pay attention to when you're listening to your music is your lyrics. I think you're a great lyricist, and I saw that you toured with Martin Sexton and Ani DeFranco, great songwriters also. Have you noticed that there's anything that lyricists share? Like, is there any sort of quality in their personality, or I don't know, just anything that you feel kinship with other people who are really into the lyrics?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I don't know. It's funny because I feel like writers by nature are kind of solitary in their writing. It's always something you do alone, really, unless you co-write and stuff, which works too. But everybody's so different, you know what I mean? Like, some people I've experienced are just, they live it, they write all the time, and they really work on it hard, and then other people just get this kind of, like, lightning in a bottle when they get it, and they capture it, and you know, so I like that everybody's different, you know, and it makes me feel more comfortable with however I do it is like, okay, so I just tend to write, like, little by little, just little scraps at a time every day, like, you just have the radar up for whenever it comes, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I'd like to have more discipline to actually finish stuff and do more, but, like, you know, I'm writing enough. And so I don't know. I mean, I think writers and artists in general, like, tend to, like, connect things. They connect mm-hmm. two things that other people wouldn't think of or whatever it is, you know what I mean? It's some kind of connection that just works in your mind through your heart or whatever it is. And everybody's so different, you know. But I can't imagine not writing, like, you know, like, when it really took hold of me, like, it was, I had to do it, and I just, if it helps me get through the day and just frame life, and so I can't imagine not doing it. So other people who do that, I'm like, my people, even if they're the most remote, like, I don't know how they do it, but I'm like, on some level, that's, you know, I love that person, so, right. I don't know.
So another project that you have is called Yes, Darling, and it's a collaboration with Haley Jane, and I love that too. I think it's different from what you're doing in your solo work, but it's very theatrical, and it's kind of like, I feel like you guys should write a musical or something together with those two characters, and I'm really wondering, are those characters? Because, I guess I'm wondering a little bit about your writing process with Haley and those characters that you've developed, how close they are to maybe who you are.
We actively in that project are trying to blur the lines between what's real and what isn't. So we literally are trying to make you guess, like, if everyone's like, are you guys together? And we don't tell them if we are or not. And
okay.
There's truth and fiction, I swear to God, across the board in that whole thing. And we have, like, I think some kind of special mix together where we can really just pull that off on stage. We, like, banter back and forth, and we, like, and it just really worked for the writing. Like I was saying with co-writing, like, sometimes co-writing just, like, doesn't work. With me and her, there was something where it was like we became an act, like, that we could, mm-hmm. you know, which it's part like of it is very act. Real. Yeah, she has a background in theater, and she's, like, very, like, very schooled in that way. She's just, like, she's a brilliant, like, just, like, actress, stage presence. Like, people just love to watch her. And she's an amazing writer and singer. And so it just kind of, like, the whole thing just gelled, like, so quickly, where it was like, okay, this is what, we're a thing. This is, like, Yes, Darling, we're, like, a couple, and we fight. And we try to just put, like, real couple stuff that you don't hear a lot about, like, in a song. There's a history. I mean, there's,
like, the
there, people have done it.
Inner thigh thing?
Yeah, sure. Like, all kinds of, like... There's all kinds of stuff. There's, like, you know, and we're good at, like, and the dynamic is real also. Like, we fight and we just are, you know, so, you know, we started setting up the end goal for that project really is to do a musical. Mm-hmm. So it's like, and so we'd like to do that, but we're both like, it's kind of a side project for us, a special one, mm-hmm. but it's like, she has her band, I'm doing my thing. We both tour individually, and then we do that whenever we can. But we started setting up, like, different sets on the stage. We have, like, a couch out there and a lamp and a table. And basically Haley comes out, and it's as if we do the first song as if we're still backstage and that we don't acknowledge the crowd. And so it kind of, we're trying to blur that line between where is backstage and whatever. So literally there was, like, a show in D.C. where we were really fighting before the show. And she, like, locked herself in the bathroom and stuff. And it was just like, and we were just told, and then we just came out on stage and continued the fight that we were having. And it just went into the first song. So it's like, I don't know. There's something going on there. If we don't kill each other, we'll take over the world.
I think you might. And I keep, like, wanting more. Like, there's two videos, I think, that you can get. And I was like, well, I want more of this.
The record
team.
Is really, we really put a lot into that record, and mm-hmm. and I think the record came out great. Like, I'm really proud of it. The production's amazing, and the songs are just, they're all there. And so I feel like I want more people to listen to that record. If you can get it.
Yeah, because I was worried that maybe there was a falling out.
there's a falling out every day. Like, it's fine. You know what I mean? No, it's just literally, like, we did that as the side project, and we put it out, and we did dates. Like, it was mostly in the Northeast, really, but it was, like, and we did some in Florida, and we, you know, we did some stuff, And then, you know, she put out her own record. I put out mine. We just are now, like, kind of doing right. our main thing, which is our own thing. And we'll come back to it, and it'll be really special when we do.
Well, you pissed me off, said you'd go. I asked you to the studio, confused by your text. It just said, I guess you're acting like a dick. Just 'cause I switched the tie, you made me cry. Still don't know why, but it's just like the time. You were teaching me to drive, the gears start to grind. You hit me upside the head, my vision went red, so I hit you back.
Okay, that wasn't me, that was your father, I think. And you learned how to drive when you were like 16. And I didn't meet you until you were 23 or 28 or something like that. Stop taking it all out on me. Stop taking it all out on me. Stop taking it all out. I'm tired of the fallout. Stop taking it all out on me.
Sorry.
Yeah, you pissed me off. You said it best. Do you ever take the time to rest? You said I should go, you know, just down to the studio and just say hello. And also, oh, these are the 9 songs that you needed me to know. And it's just like the time we got into a fight at the top of Sunday River when we were in high school. And I flew down the hill like a madman on pills. And then we made up and went to the prom, and I went away to school. You went to Cornell, and we finally broke up in 97 or 98 or something like that. It's just as well.
Oh, that wasn't me. That was your girlfriend from high school, I think.
Yep.
I'm sure she was lovely and dressed in all pink.
She was.
But I wouldn't be caught dead in a prom dress. Let's put this to rest.
Stop taking it all out on me. Stop taking it all. Okay, that was the pizza guy, and that was last Tuesday night.
Oh.
And I told you to tip more, and that I would pay for it.
Right.
You always ignore me, like the time that you left me asleep in the car while you went in to get groceries.
Wait, that was your mom. Wait, what's going on? That was just some that happened when you were young.
Yep.
You're losing your mind, just like the time you dropped the atom bomb on thousands of.
Yeah, but what about the time when you broke up the Beatles? And when you tasted the apple in the Garden of Eden? And when you invented evil and when you cheated on me?
Well, you tried genocide, built a wall to divide us in hopes of restoring some masculine pride. Killed Kennedy and Lincoln.
I was Kennedy.
And then you started drinking, tore Mother Earth apart, and then broke my heart. So go watch your sports.
Yeah, well, go buy your shoes, go out with your friends while I sing the blues. Go ahead and cut me right where I can see, and then start judging me for the way that I bleed. And stop, stop taking it all out on me. Stop taking it all out on me. Stop taking it all out. I'm tired of the fallout. Stop taking it all out.
can't find a better man.
Every woman
can't find a better man.
That was Yes, Darling, with the song I'm Every Better Man. This duo features Haley Jane and Ryan Montbleu. I spoke with Ryan after his show at Steve's Guitars in Carbondale earlier this month.
Another song that I love of yours is Bright Side. Beautiful lyrics. And I saw a guy last night crying in the audience when you sang it. Yeah. You know, I would guess that you have some pretty strong reactions to your music just because of the content and the lyrics. How do you deal with that? Do you, you know, is it hard sometimes to deal with people's reactions, or do you really like that part of it too?
Yeah, it's those kind of reactions are a blessing. Like, the only thing that's hard to deal with is if it's like a quiet show and somebody's like trying to badly sing the words over me, like right from the front row or something. You know, volume is tough to deal with, but that has nothing to do with what you're talking about. It's amazing. People tattoo my words to their bodies.
Oh, wow.
People like tell me that, you know, they found sobriety through one of my songs, or their mother passed away and it got them through it, or they're going through a hard time, or they're trying to, like, I mean, it's all range of, I get messages from people come up and tell me at the show. So it's like, that to me is like, the depth that of connection that seems to be there with a lot of people is like, that's worth infinitely more than like the number of people at the show or something. I mean, there's just a depth. So that really, and it fuels me and keeps me going. Mm-hmm. But it's weird. It's like I can't fully reciprocate it. Like the only way I could reciprocate somebody tattooing my words on their body is by tattooing them on my body or something. It's like I can't, you know what I mean? Like I can't
it's
do
a
that.
Commitment.
That'd be a lot of tattoos. Like you know, but for real, like I just, it's not lost on me. I mean, it's just, it makes me feel like, okay, I have a responsibility here to like make the most truthful stuff I can in the name of peace or whatever, you know, and just, you know, cause it really affects people. But my experience with it is so different. Like I write it and try to be as truthful as I can and put it out there. And then you don't know how it's going to affect people, you know? So, but I love it. No, it's just like, it's humbling and it's sort of like, I just listen, you know, I try, cause I don't know how to, like, I can't, like, it's sort of like my job is already done. The music has already affected them. So I just have to listen and be gracious. And I am thankful, and it blows me away. And it really keeps me going.
And I've been speaking with Ryan Montbleu here at Steve's Guitars in Carbondale. Great show. Thank you.
What an amazing place this is.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I know. This
place is special.
Town.
Steve's a special dude. And yeah, I hope to always do this gig.
Yeah, you've been here a couple times before,
there's
right?
There's a poster on the wall from our band playing here in 2007.
All right.
And so, yeah, it's been a while since I've been here, you know, a bunch of times.
Yeah, you have fans here. It was packed. And
Yeah. It was a good feeling.
Yeah, good deal.
Which is, you know, if you just play places that are small enough, you can sell them out. You know? It's genius.
That's true.
So, no, this place is amazing.
I was looking for a bright side, mama, ever since about the day I was born. Always headed for a bright light, wondering what it might have in store. Dark of the dead end roads and the people who are not what they seem. Left myself alone again with me. And I was looking for a bright side, mama, when you took me in, you set me down slow. You calmed my nerves, eased my mind, and you hit me with the heat, and you showed me what the real thing is. Bright lights are blinded. And I need reminding that my life shines bright. bright side of you. I was looking for a way out of the maze in those crazy days. Hung around long enough to peek out of the shade without changing my ways. I'm a champion, a prize fight lover, and I'm covered up with wounds from the war. But I'm yours if you want me, I'm yours. And I was looking for a bright sign, mama, when you took me and you set me down slow. You calm my nerves, ease my mind, then you hit me with the heat and you show me what the real thing is. Bright lights are blinding, and I need a reminder that my light shines brightest when I see the bright side of you. The bright side of you. Bright side of you.